Welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me.
And podcast left, Jordan.
Obscure. Hardian reference.
Yes. And podcast askew, Joe.
Hey, my phone shut off for some reason.
Oh, so your phone's going to make noise during the middle of the podcast.
No, it's the sound is off. It just is. I wanted to see what time it was on there, and it just didn't do anything.
It was like, it's because, I quit.
It's because it's an Apple device.
I know.
If you had Android, you wouldn't have that problem.
No. He might. Only like twice a day.
Twice a
Actually,
day.
Actually, mine doesn't turn off so regularly that I have to turn it off sometimes because it freezes. Because it's been like 6 months since it's been off.
Oh, I thought it's been off for 6 months.
No. I can pay my bills. Somehow I can pay my bills.
Oh, no, I just meant the phone. No.
Oh, okay. Well, that too.
My gosh.
Speaking of phones, did we get any calls, Bill?
Let's see here.
Just lie to him. Say lots. Yes, we got like 17 calls.
Hey, look, what? Oh, Jordan,
we got 17. Are we going to play any of them on the air, or are they all cussing?
They're actually, we're keeping it on the down low, aren't we? No.
They didn't want their voice to be obscured, so by obscuring their voice, it actually kind of, you know, skews the call.
Just play it. I'll do the beep noise all the way through their name.
Oh, no. When you're... Oh, being interviewed and they want their voice all mixed up and everything.
Yeah, didn't you?
Oh yeah, where it goes. And then the guy came and
there was one. The guy did it himself.
Bill is clever. He altered the voice, like he manipulated them to sound like Bill. And so,
was there any of them that were like, just, "Hey, this is Johnny Lightning"? No.
I want them all
no
just
funny
to be
references like that.
90s trailer man. This is like in a world where. Vampires are real. One man will slay them this summer.
In a world where smoking still is a thing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Smoking is still a thing.
It's
you live in Idaho. It's still a thing.
I see people smoking very rarely.
It is more rare, but it's still a thing here.
It's not as much of a thing that I would call it a thing.
But, here's the thing, because we're within our 10 minutes, Bill, so this is tangent zone of the show. So, and you too, Mike, what do you think? Because people don't smoke as much. Like, I don't include the vaping in this too, but just a normal, like, cigarette.
Okay.
I was on my social media and I saw, like, my cousin, and she had, like, the smoking, and it was, like, all the hazy smoke. Like, she timed out the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, people look cool when they do that. That's the thing. Like, it's not condoning smoking or saying it's not slowly killing you, but the argument I always said is they're like, people who are smoking think they look cool, but they don't. And I was like,
they
do look pretty cool.
That's why they're so popular in movies, because when Humphrey Bogart says, sayonara, baby, and then
flicks his cigarette, or like if you're getting government secrets, and then it's in the parking garage. I'm not taking a briefcase from someone that's not a silhouette with, like, the smoke coming out. You just see the little burning ember there. Like, that's
really cool. Well,
even really
in the
spy cool.
movies, they flick the cigarette and it lands into a puddle of gas and
it's awesome.
Yeah, that's what you smoke and you're just like, guess you shouldn't have crossed the boss. And then they flick it in slow-mo and blow up the car.
That's right.
Could you imagine the 21st century of Humphrey Bogart where he's like, sayonara, baby, and then he puts his little e-cig in the pouch and puts it in his pocket and walks
I know,
away.
He's like, goodbye. That's why, the vaping is better for you, but you don't look cool when you're doing it, but just a classic cigarette. Come on.
Well, that's why, you know, they do the super smoke. You know, burn through their entire canister of liquid in like three puffs, and then their car is just like full of... You know, it's like they're hot boxing.
Yeah.
they're not hot boxing. They're just steaming out now.
Yeah. just steam, yeah. It looks stupid, but my pores are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a good thing if we all start smoking for this podcast, because then we'd know at least we look really cool while doing this.
Because you do look cool. Like I said, I won't smoke because it's bad for you, but...
Well, vanity over health, right?
I would take it up if we had a live audience, but you know, it's not worth it till then.
I know, you can't hear. You can get, I guess if you do it really closely, you can get
the little crackle.
Like the little crackle of burning it, but yeah.
And then we start getting our crackly voices.
Back in my day. I know, you go, it was amazing.
You have the Harold sort of, the little pug breathing.
Speaking of bad breathing, have we introduced Bill yet?
We have introduced Bill because I called him by name.
I called him by name, but that wasn't an introduction.
We haven't introduced Joe, I don't think.
Yeah, we did. Remember?
He was podcast askew.
You were podcast left, and I just did Mike.
I was askew? Yeah, I was
askew. No, he was askew. You were left.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Podcast left.
Okay. I have the memory of Guy Pearson Mementos.
So. Hey.
So we have Bill. Hi. The host.
So you're talking about your dog. Reminded me.
Oh, yeah,
I'm getting
pug.
A dog.
That's
are
right.
you really?
I know.
Yeah, so we might have to actually edit the dog out, or maybe suddenly there'll be random barking in the podcast.
Yeah,
are you getting it from a shelter?
Of course. You've got to save the dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe you can teach it to smoke.
Honestly, it's the cheapest way to get a dog, and they're usually not, like, dogs are just problems when they're purebred because they're so inbred.
Well, duh. Because they have been forced to be that way for...
Pound dogs are just better.
And well, puppies. Puppies suck.
Inbred.
They can be, but pound dogs are typically mixed dogs.
And actually, puppies don't suck. They just like to poop everywhere.
I know, and they're...
they're just full of it.
And they dig up your sprinklers. I know a friend.
Ah.
So are you guys getting a big dog, a little dog?
We're going to the shelter. We're going to see.
You're just going to blindly walk through and, like, whichever one poops.
Whichever one licks my hand first with my eyes closed, just reach out.
Yeah.
Just open all the cages.
Yes.
I know.
Whichever one comes my way.
Yeah, there are a lot of good dogs over there right now.
Yeah. We're going to go today, but, you know, they close at, like, 1.
Jordan, you work over there, don't you? Are you volunteer over there?
Volunteer, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when are you going to be there? I want to go tomorrow.
Well, I can't really. Tomorrow.
Okay, will you come with me tomorrow? How about that?
I'd come with you. I have to.
I want to come too.
Okay, look at that. We'll make it a thing.
I can bring my dog.
So we can bring it a social. Like, see how social it is.
Because we need to.
You're barely over here.
Huh?
It's more.
They won't be here till later in
that. No, see if it's social with other dogs.
Yeah, Bill, I totally accompany you. It's a good place.
Bill's getting a dog. That's something I do condone. It also makes you look cool, and it's good for you to have a pet. People with pets live longer. They reduce your stress.
Yep. Make you happier.
Despite all their naughtiness. Yeah.
They force you to go out and, like, walk them and exercise them somehow.
That is true, because my dog is eating the sprinklers. Everyone's like, well, you need to exercise it more, and thus exercise more yourself.
You mean a friend's dog was eating
Oh, yeah, a friend's dog was eating sprinklers. It's not my dog.
Wait, what? Whose dog is it?
No, it's my dog.
I was confused.
His dog likes sprinklers. In his diet.
I just don't want to admit that I have the puppy.
That likes sprinklers? The taste of sprinklers? At least it's not the taste of blood.
They will they'll chew up anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost out of her puppy years.
Our dogs like padded things.
Well, like, don't most dogs?
Well, like, I mean, anything that's squishy, like carpet. Or clothing, or pillows, or anything that's soft.
Don't most dogs?
I don't know. I think his dog likes sprinklers.
Yeah, I like it.
So.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
That's awesome, too. And Bill, you can dress your dog up in Star Wars costumes.
Yeah. What did you guys think, actually? The 40th anniversary just passed.
I wouldn't have known that if you hadn't have mentioned that.
I know, so. I didn't know that either. Because they do, like, they're May the 4th, and so I was like... That's just because of the date, so
because
it doesn't signify
made
anything,
the
right?
Comment way, way long time ago. I think it was like the prime minister.
Well,
back in like 77. Like the comment is like old, like maybe even 78.
Of what, the May the 4th be with you?
May the 4th. They were joking around. It was kind of like, oh, if you're a real Star Wars fan, you're like, yes, we're on the inside. And now it's everyone knows it. And it's like, yay, everybody! I'm excited.
It's like Pi Day, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be especially exciting 10 years from now, when it'll have its half century. It will be the true senior citizen.
Well, that'll be the first one, but that also means every 2 years, for the next 4 years, there's going to be a 40th anniversary for episode 4.
Oh, yeah.
No, 5. So four, five is the next one. Six is the.
No, they'll just count out the first one. It's like James Bond. They're gonna do their they had their 50th with Skyfall.
I don't think you can do an anniversary of a sequel.
Yeah, it's the franchise started.
So Funko has their Star Wars boxes, and they actually were doing their 40th for New Hope. So okay. That's why. So you'll have these because there's not unlike Bond, where there's like 100 of them. Star Wars, there's not.
There's going to be 100 of them.
They're working on it. They just haven't had time yet. Disney just got a hold of
it. You got 40 years to deal with the 40th anniversary.
Well, yeah. And in, I think, three or four years, we'll have our Indiana Jones 40th.
Ooh, that'll be about the time when the next one comes out.
Because, Bill, just think of it this way with Disney with its hands. Because what year was Iron Man 1?
2007, I believe.
The comic or?
No, just the movie.
I'm
pretty sure 2007.
When? Yeah, like 2000. Well, I wasn't sure. I knew it was like 2007 or 8. Well, I guess if you count Hulk 2.
All the Batman movies.
but that was, or actually, because you say you look at the Hulk and then you had, but the Disney one was with Iron Man. And then they're already kissing almost James Bond numbers after only like 10 years. And Bond was like from the 60s. And they're, I think the MCU has like 15 or 16 movies now. Not counting the ones that haven't been released. And so, yeah, Disney with Star Wars, we're going to have... If the MCU died, we'd get, like, a spinoff and an entry twice a year, like the MCU one. Yeah.
When Disney gets a hold of anything that's, like, especially this popular...
I know, they're like, milk it!
Yeah, they run it till it's beyond dead.
I like Roger Moore's Burt Reynolds pose.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, he died. Well, it's not really sad. It wasn't a tragic death. He had a good life.
How old was he?
He's like 83.
Yeah, that's the
actually
age.
When you put out your announcement for the 40th anniversary of Star Wars, like that day or the day before, I read something about Carrie Fisher and how she was supposed to be the star of the next episode that's coming out. The next
supposed to be a big part of episode 9.
Yeah, and they were talking about how they had to CGI and do all that stuff.
They're not as far on 9 as you think they are. There's actually been more talk of them rewriting it.
That's what they should do.
Yeah. And then there's rumors. I shouldn't say talk. It was more rumors of them bringing in Star Wars Rebels characters into the big screen.
That'd be cool.
Because Rogue One proved that a couple of them were still alive. So a couple of them do survive this new season, because this next season of Star Wars Rebels actually runs right up against Rogue One.
Because, Bill, you know, sometimes at night when I close my eyes, I see the creepy young CGI Princess Leia. She stares at me from the darkness with her dead, empty, computer-generated eyes.
And also,
but she had hope.
Yeah, she's like, hello.
I don't know.
She led to a new hope.
It'll have to be the could-have-been movie, because I always wonder what the Christopher Nolan final Batman movie would be like if Heath Ledger had continued living, because it definitely would have been the conclusive Joker face down with Batman.
I don't think they would have said the Joker.
I think they... I don't know. It's because they too much of a setup.
There was the setup, but there was a lot of... Come on, there's still a setup for Ra's al Ghul. I mean, Ra's al Ghul, the man that technically can't die.
They could have both, like in Dark Knight.
He wasn't in the second one.
Well, he would have incorporated more people in there.
Why
and
can't he die? In the movie, sleeping. Anyway.
He didn't die.
I don't know about
die.
The comic, like the original, but in the movie, he did die.
No, Joker didn't die in the Nolan
movie.
No,
he's not Ra's al Ghul.
Liam Neeson.
Okay, I go off the comics. So they didn't bring it up, but they probably might, or they could have, would have been the Lazarus Pit. As long as he goes back to that. And plus, he's gotten back to that with, like, pretty much completely broken.
No, this was grounded, Nolan. No, that's why you have Tom Hardy Bane, where he doesn't have the tubes, so.
He pumps the steroids directly.
Yeah. Like a normal person of that size. He's in the locker room like, I must kill the bat with steroids.
What is it, Yoda 2?
Yeah.
Kill bat, I must.
Yeah.
He die.
Yeah, so we'll never know if that is, because I like the final movie, but I understand the kind of divisive nature of it. But I feel like this ninth one, it may not be as great as it could have been already.
With Star Wars?
Yeah.
With Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, without Carrie Fisher?
Just with frantic...
That's the great thing that I like, where they took so much of the canon and they deleted it, is you think this is going to be a bad movie, Disney's going to put Disney writers on it and make sure it's a Disney epic movie and they can make it as big as they can possibly do it with what they have. And the fans can't go, well, you know, because that's probably the problems with a lot of the DC fans with the DC movies. Is like, you did this wrong. It's like, with deleting so much, you don't have the Star Wars fans doing that, which actually makes for better movies. Because you're not going, oh, well, Luke had a kid, and Leia and Han had a kid, and one kid, Cain, enabled the other kid. It's like, no, we just deleted that. Guess what? Enjoy the journey.
Bill, but no, this is a good segue, though, that it doesn't always tie into that. Because speaking of a dead-on-arrival Disney franchise that's on its way out the door, despite their production, what came out this weekend?
Was it Frozen 2? No, that's in a couple years.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about that one already. Okay, we'll go with Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes.
It's an epic, just when you're like, a Disney adventure, big budget, multiple sequels. They'll be rocking it, and they say, eh.
It is not doing so hot on the Metacritic rating right now. It is at a 41%. This is what I wanted to talk about. Oh, it's gone down. It was better. Baywatch was ahead of it on the Metacritic rating. Right now it's only at 40. So Baywatch was at a 42.
Yeah.
They've gone down to 40.
But IMDb gives it a 75.
Which one?
Pirates.
Oh, and what's it give Baywatch?
I don't know. Yeah,
and also, is that the... Because these are like the official rankers, I guess. But we've all seen that with all sorts, the Batman movies, DC late movies.
Well, with the... because IMDb, that should be the user ratings. But with those, usually, it's like anything. Like with Fast and the Furious or Transformers or Pirates, like if you're still sticking it out this far, you like the movie no matter what they do to it.
Baywatch is a 5.5.
Nice. Now, actually, that's why I like about Rotten Tomatoes is they split up those two ratings. They don't let them come together.
Just good or bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys, I don't know about you guys, but I like the Pirates so far, like the ones that I've seen. I haven't seen this one yet.
No, I actually agree with you. They're fun popcorn movies. And
yeah.
The first one is by far the best, but I like 2 and 3. 4, I don't remember anything about.
Okay, here it is officially. The official rating... with Rotten Tomatoes. The critics are giving Pirates a 32.
Nice.
And Baywatch an 18.
But what do the people give it? Because I've never cared what the critics say about anything.
So you're saying that Batman versus Superman is the greatest movie ever made?
No.
Well, the critics didn't say that.
The
fans love that movie.
Yeah.
You're misunderstanding. I don't care what the critics say. It doesn't mean that they don't tend to agree with me sometimes.
So I have to admit that Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, is getting a Batman vs. Superman rating set up. 32 for the critics, 80 for the fans.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though, because the people that are in it, they're in it at this point.
Yeah.
I guess the big question, though, is how much did it make in box office? Because if it's like $5 million...
It's just the first days.
Well, I know.
They're not going to release those for... Well, you could probably hunt the
I'm sure thing. You could find it somewhere. But if it's selling like $5 million versus, original one sold like $10 billion on this first day.
Yeah. So Baywatch also is getting a Batman versus Superman setup. 18 by the critics, 71 by the fans. Boy, those fans are loving their slow,
jiggly runs
by The Rock.
Yeah.
Zach Efron. Like, I grew up in the Baywatch era, like that generation, and I can't believe anybody is going to watch the movie.
Oh no, I want to watch that movie because it is going to be hilariously terrible, and I accept that. I do not expect to watch that movie for anything serious. I think The Rock has done a great comedy, and that's all I expect out of it.
I'm just glad it's Memorial Day, so I don't have to go to the movie theaters, because I'll just watch Wonder Woman next week. That's my plan.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I think DC, or Warner Brothers is... Okay, so did you hear they did a lockdown on official reviews for it until the day before it comes out?
For Wonder Woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
With all of the extreme stuff on it, on their previous, that I think they're kind of you know, okay, let's let things calm down. But social media has opened up. Yes, there's still the wavering back and forth. It sounds generally good.
Yeah, okay, overall, so that's why I think, because DC with their expanded universe, I don't think there's been a well-reviewed movie they've released
yet. No, because Man of Steel was close, but it was like 55%
on Rotten Tomatoes. Not well-received by the critics.
Yeah.
Which the critics' rating have not officially come out yet.
Those are the people they had pre-released these things for.
They are, but they can't. They still can't officially social media it as much. So, like, Rotten Tomatoes doesn't have a rating yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's what I mean, though. That's why they're nervous about it, because they know critics have against it. Which I told Jordan, that's my big beef, too, because I can recognize, like, the flaws, but like I said, I like Suicide Squad way more than I like Guardians 2. And then you look at it and it has like a 22% and that's like an 80%. And so that's what I view, is that it's not really like one's that much better. It's more like your pick your poison, but the discrepancy in how they receive these movies is ridiculous, because there's movies that are like 90% and you watch it and you're like, yeah, Doctor Strange is okay. Is it a 90% approval rating movie? No. And then on the flip side, was Batman v Superman like a 27%? No.
Yeah.
Well, you should also...
The movie was not the greatest ever.
Yeah,
but
it's
ridiculous. Not terrible.
Well, you should take in the consideration, even on Rotten Tomatoes, the aggregate review, because they have the percentage reviews, those who like it and those who dislike it, and then the aggregate review of what's the average rating that's given, like is a 6.1, because you can get a 90% approval rating, but most critics are saying it averages out at about a 6.1.
But they still blast it that way, though, because that's what they kind of look at, too, is because if they advertise it, they do like 100% of critics agree.
Well,
this
that's
movie
because
rules.
They're, yeah.
But you also have the fans that will go the opposite, like the fact that these movies are being rated by the critics so lowly that the true fans are like, no, we can't just be quiet anymore, because a movie that's rated terribly by the critics will die.
Yeah.
Even if it is a good movie. So the fans have really started embracing a lot of it and going like,
sometimes.
We're not let... Yeah. But it's like, not always, but...
Michael Bay and M. Night Shyamalan, they're immune to any critic rating.
Yeah.
My question, though, is how good does a movie have to be for somebody to go out and like rate it as a... rate it at all?
Well, and that's a subjective thing with Rotten Tomatoes, because even with mine, like, I didn't think Guardians is a terrible... I'd give it a solid C, but that's the thing. If you look at Rotten Tomatoes, if I reviewed it, the person looking at it, they'd say, like, is that a tomato? Because you didn't love it, so is it not a tomato? Or is it... Because I view C as, like, as the grade, that's not a bad grade. That's an average grade. So it's not bad. It's not an F. But there's been times where, like... Because I remember the guy at Comic-Con with Zootopia, where he's like, everyone hated me because I got a Rotten Tomato and I gave it a B+. Like,
but my question is, if a movie is a C, do you even take the time to go to Rotten Tomatoes and rate it?
Well, if you're a professional critic,
you
would have
to. I'm
talking about you. Well, me. Rotten Tomatoes doesn't care about me.
They do.
Well,
you're part of the critic. You're part of the
I'm not part of, like, the tomatoes.
But you're part
though.
Of the average. You're part of the popcorn audience.
Yeah. I'm part of, like, IMDb. Yeah,
well, yeah
the popcorn
audience. There's the popcorn for the average people.
Yeah.
And the tomato or the rottenness.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like the average person, like, unless a movie is absolutely great or 100% crap, I don't go out and rate it. I don't care.
Yeah, I think that's common. It's like the, because I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones more than probably most people. And so I pay attention almost obsessively to things like the IMDb ratings. And so I can tell you the rating of pretty much every episode. And then also the amount of people. So you'll have your average episode, which is a good Game of Thrones episode, and you'll get maybe 20,000 reviews at this point. Most of them get around 15 to 20,000 reviews. But then you get something like Battle of the Bastards, which blows everyone away with its production value and just how ridiculous that sort of thing is for TV. Like, that's never been done before on television. And you get 140,000 people rating it, which is the highest rated television episode, period. No television episode ever releases that much a rating.
So 140,000 people out of, what, 5 million that watched it?
Yeah.
That's the number of people that rated it. Like,
on
that's
IMDb.
Ridiculous to me.
But you were saying that you don't go rate unless it's really, really good or really, really bad. That's why Netflix got rid of their 5-star rating. That's why it's a thumbs up or thumbs down. Because when people rate, It's pretty much...
It's always 5 stars.
It's 5 stars or it's 0 stars.
Yeah.
Or 1 star, I guess. But, you know, nobody goes... Everyone goes to the extreme. So these in-between, rarely do people actually do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess...
Rarely.
I'm not saying rarely.
I'm not saying ever. Yeah.
But
I'm
Netflix is different because Netflix actually uses those ratings to like, suggest other shows or other movies.
Yeah, but when you're rating it 5 or 1 anyways...
I never did. When I had Netflix, I actually rated things that I liked and things I didn't.
Yeah, me too.
It was a little difficult with Netflix because you're looking for it to be good based on its recommendation, and so it immediately prejudices your taste.
I don't know. I still am biased towards what Netflix shows. Like,
well, everything's that way, though.
Well, that much is up, but it shows me a movie. It's like, this movie we think you would like. You would give it a 1 star. Out of 10. Like, why?
Yeah,
why
it
are
does
you even
kinda dissuade you
showing me that?
Yeah.
So.
And I honestly, no, it really did have my choice. I totally would have given that movie a 1 star. So I totally had no plans of ever watching it, and I don't know why it said, we think you'd like this.
Yeah.
Because they might have it wrong.
No, because they're getting paid. Because well, even Netflix has to make more money.
There's that, but there's also, like, when I had Netflix, you know, I had Tanya, I had me, and whoever else lived in the house, of my roommates and stuff.
Your own accounts.
And, no, we all shared one account.
Oh.
Why?
Well, it can be nice if you have such extreme differences.
Yeah.
You can set up your profile.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And Hulu started doing
that. You can share it to up to, like, 5 devices still. This was back before...
Depending
this is when Netflix,
you
just had an account.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
But now you can share it up to, like, 5 devices or something, depending on how much you pay for it.
Yeah.
And... So now that's, well, I don't do it anymore because I don't use Netflix, but you know, that's what we used to do as a family. We'd set up one account and we'd get 5 different devices to use it on.
So we were talking about DC earlier. I want to get back to DC.
Of course you did.
With Justice League.
Seeing as how your entire room is decorated in DC.
That's
there's
right.
That Star Wars poster behind you.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Bill, you're a good man. DC is the way to go.
I have some Marvel floating around somewhere. Yeah, there's that shelf.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's that one box out of the 12, 16 on the shelf.
Yeah, he has your Baby Groot and a Hulk.
Yeah.
I have the Batman version.
Yeah, but you're
of
missing the Spider-Man at the back.
I have kind of a
pudgy... I don't have a Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
You have to give
no,
me a Spider-Man.
Right back there.
Oh, there's
Civil War 2.
I see a pudgy Princess Leia. Like she has...
Oh, it's a Funko. It's a little Funko. I got at Disney last time I went
okay.
there.
Let me correct that. It's covered in DC and a little bit of Star Wars.
That's right.
There's a decent amount of Star Wars, sort of. I'm like, there's an entire poster and you know, an entire shelf, a large shelf dedicated.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, you know, I have, you know, BB-8 and
anyway,
R2-D2.
Anyway, getting back to what
years.
You were saying about DC.
Yeah, sad stuff.
Oh, wait, there's another box. I have the glove.
The what glove is that?
The
Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the jewel was in his head.
Not the one in Divisions.
Huh? I'm confused.
No, there's a stone in Division's head.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the one that Thanos.
Oh, okay.
He uses the gauntlet.
Oh.
Oh, well, Bill, get you your news. I just didn't
yeah.
even know that was
what
going
were you saying
on.
About
oh, you didn't know about this? Okay,
no.
So Justice League. Got a new director.
For this movie coming out?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they are months away from absolute finishing it.
Holy crap.
Which character is going to be in it?
When,
like the entire Justice
League? Yeah, this
yeah.
is Justice League.
Yeah.
But it's not like a select subset of characters. It's
okay,
the entire league.
It's going to be Batman, Wonder... It's the, yeah, this is what they've been advertising.
Yeah.
It's Batman,
Wonder Woman.
Cyborg,
Flash.
I don't follow DC like you. I don't... I watch what comes out when it comes out.
Okay, so it'll be... Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman,
Cyborg,
Evil Superman,
yeah.
and Steppenwolf, who is the son of Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
who's
so...
the adopted son of Darkseid? There's a lot of story with that, and I'm kind of interested how they're going to go with it.
But,
dang, that's crazy.
Well, it's Zack Snyder. He had to remove himself from directorial duties because...
and his wife.
Did he have to recuse himself
no,
for some reason?
So... their daughter committed suicide 3 months
oh.
ago.
Oh.
Really, really sad.
Way to put a bummer on it.
I know. It was really sad. So they did their thing. They worked things out. And then they're like, okay, let's both just go back to work. We'll just work through it. Everything will be fine. We can do this. 3 months pass. And they're like,
No, we can't do this. We gotta go home. We gotta, officially,
Yeah, I'm blaming them. That sucks. That's why I wondered. It's something
I feel horrible.
Their friend, Joss Whedon, is going to finish up. The theme of the movie is not gonna change. Everyone says reshoots. The reshoots are just to clean up everything. Plenty of movies reshoot over and over.
The only difference now Superman, instead of brooding, he's just going to crack witty one liners.
He's going to do all his things.
The last 10%
Disney
of the movie
does
is
not have this.
Yeah.
But Joss Whedon does. He doesn't brood well. He broods, but he has to kind of have his... Hey!
Well, it doesn't sound like he's going to change that. Okay. So he's just going to keep Zack Snyder's style.
Well, that's what I say. Are they going to have co-directorial... credits?
Yeah, he'll probably get cold.
Because that's what I figured. I was like, Snyder put a lot of work into that.
Oh, yeah, Snyder are probably still going to be top.
Snyder.
Because they're like, directed by Joss Whedon. Yeah, no, be like, what?
Actually, I'm not even sure if he would even take it from Zack Snyder. Because, like I said, they're friends.
Depends, because they have Directors Guild of America. They have rules about
But if crediting. if he's taking over and not getting paid, he can't be have his name in the credits.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that goes.
So
yeah,
we'll
I don't
find
know.
Out with that though when it comes around.
They'll probably put him in as like an executive director.
Yeah, or like the guest. That. Yeah,
the 3 dozen executive.
Yeah, you know,
or directors.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty terrible because I give Zack Snyder grief all the time, and it's unfortunate. Well, really tragic when something like that happens to someone that you pillory. Due to the stuff that they produce. And so, yeah.
That's true.
I wouldn't wish that upon anyone.
Well, Zack Snyder, he's the director that, he doesn't have the skill of the other ones, too. But when I go over my movie collection, I'm a fan. I have all of his movies. So he's the director that I, it is intentionally. I pick the movies I buy. But I just looked at it and I was like, yeah, I have the new Dawn of the Dead. I have 300. I have Watchmen. I have Man of Steel. I have Sucker Punch.
Yep.
Because it's a guilty pleasure. And so I have Batman v Superman, and so I was like, yeah, I guess I'm a Snyder guy.
Yeah. There's a lot. And especially where you end up doing it without realizing. You look back, you're like, yep.
I know. That's why I'm like, I can't blast the guy, because I'd be a total hypocrite.
I actually have no idea what else he's done. I don't pay attention to directors or anything.
Yeah, all those movies. Those are pretty much all the movies. Yeah, that's all the movies he's done.
Sure, if we IMDb'd it, we'd find his.
I'm sure he's got a laundry list of movies that he's done. I have never been one for the behind the scenes people.
Yeah, you should though.
I don't care who
you
they
should
are.
Though, because an actor is a whore. I don't know if you have to bleep out that they'll do whatever.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But a director has a reputation. They have a consistent style. Like if you look at certain people that are making movies. It's an automatic indicator of what the actual movie's going to be
Okay, I know a few directors based on their style, Edward Scissorhands.
Tim Burton. I know, that is a good example.
If somebody says, this is a Tim Burton movie, I know exactly what to expect.
Yeah, that's why it's important.
Not only that, but there's also directors that work with the exact same people. You say Tim Burton, I know who's in the movie, I know who's doing the music, that's how, because he's always with the same people. Except for when they fought for a little while.
Danny Elfman doesn't always do it.
There was a moment. He didn't.
But there are certain directors, if you get familiar with their work and you find that you like them. I mean, anything by Quentin Tarantino, I'll watch that. Mm-hmm. Whatever comes
my
out.
My thing is, the director, it makes a big difference. I understand that. Yeah. But Tim Burton did a really good job with a lot of movies, and then he screwed up using the exact same style a lot of movies also.
You don't have to stay loyal, though. Quentin Tarantino.
I hate Quentin Tarantino movies.
I love Quentin Tarantino.
Also, I'm a super fan of Tim Burton, and he did kind of lose me for a little bit, but I'm still coming back. Danny Elfman, I've never not liked his music. I've loved everything he's done, all the way from Oingo Boingo, all the way... And he's doing the music for Dark Universal, which is the monster movies coming out.
Yeah.
The Mummy, The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein is the next one that comes out. Mm. He's doing the music for these movies. I'm like, yes, I love everything he does.
I don't go to a movie because Tim Burton did it or because
I don't go to a movie because Tim Burton did it now.
And, yeah. I know.
But, yeah, like David Fincher. He's another director. Christopher Nolan. Yeah, Christopher Nolan, absolutely. Dunkirk, any other director, I just based on the trailer, I agree with Joe on this. It looks like a standard sterile war movie, but Christopher Nolan does
it. There'll be something special,
Do not go to movies because of directors.
Yeah.
So you know, these background people do affect it. I choose to not go to movies because of certain directors or See, whatever. Man,
like, I hate Quentin Tarantino, but if you said, oh, Quentin Tarantino did this movie and the commercial, like the stuff I've seen on it looks good, I'll still go see it.
I got one that I won't go to. I can't get into his stuff. Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I just can't get into his stuff.
I know, I just mentioned all that about feeling sorry about bashing the director's work, but Michael Bay is antichrist of directors.
No, I don't care. You know, he's probably a good guy. All that. I just can't get into his movies.
Yeah. I doubt he's a good guy. He's too rich to be a good guy.
You can't get into his movies, or you can't get into to Transformers.
Movies.
Is that what ruined it for you?
Yeah, his movies. Transformers
did a lot of ruining it for me. Ninja Turtles did a lot of ruining it for me.
I never saw Ninja Turtles, but I never wanted to either.
Oh, actually, with Pirates, that's the other thing. You were saying, all the Pirate movies I've seen, I really liked. The only one I've saw is the first one. Yeah. I haven't seen any of the others.
That's the only one that's good. That's the bandwagon I'm on.
I've seen
the first
all of them. I liked them. They're not... It's a movie that you have to go and you just kind of go and watch it.
You didn't have to do that with the first one.
Yeah, you did.
No, the first one was legitimately super awesome.
They introduced the characters. They brought along a good journey.
Yeah, well, they introduced characters in all of them.
But they show development.
Well, they developed them in all of them. Yeah. Like, they all had character arcs in the sequel.
They continued the character arc.
All right, maybe
it's an arc. It's not like a flat line after the first movie.
Yeah, because everyone sort of had their de-evolution because they're kind of their gritty but somewhat heroic selves. Like Jack Sparrow was always a gray character, but yeah, pretty much everyone descended into the muck in the second and third one.
I think it's harder to make a sequel because of the character arc, because you have to take whatever was done in the first one and maintain that character while evolving them.
Yeah, well, it is hard to pull off
sequel. But you don't have to evolve them as much. Like, not as much, because a good intro will introduce them, put their background, and then you can kind of taper them off while you then turn around to tell a very good story. So instead of you going through introducing them and their background, now you're introducing them as a growing point.
That's a
continue of the evolution of their arc.
But they don't have to be such an extreme growing point because
you're not going from age two, but you still have to continue the same.
Yeah, but
like where they ended.
Yeah,
at,
what about
you
Empire
can't just
Strikes
go, okay,
Back?
That's the same person through the whole.
Okay, well, not, that's what I'm saying. But it's not such a hard peak or hard climb for introducing this person. You don't have to explain their background. You don't have to explain why they are the way they are. They don't have to, like, well, I shot this person because, you know, I'm like that.
That's just all background stuff.
Yeah, but that's what the first movie should do. And the second one should, we did this, go watch the first movie, deal with it, we're not doing it again, and we're going to continue to grow this character. Kind of like, honestly, a good TV show. You see this character grow. That's why, like, I'm still going to say it again.
Well, like, one of the things
Wars, go watch it. Anakin grows, and he's not terrible.
One of the things I liked about the second was that they introduced Jack Sparrow's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they brought in a whole new character, and they brought in some backstory and more backstory, I should say. So it was kind of like a new first movie again.
All right.
So
was it better than the first one?
I'd say they were all about the same. Like the first one, I would give it like 1 point more than the rest of them.
Okay.
The third one, I would probably give it like 5 points less.
Wow.
But, you know, it's
like we started at 5, went down to 4, now we're at -1.
No, 5 points less than I would rate the rest of, not 5 points total.
No, your first one's 5, the next one's 4.
Yeah, if you're doing the 100
you said 5 points
scale,
less, then you're at -1.
No, sure.
Yeah, you know, I think Pirates is a 10 movie. A different rate. 10 out of 1,000.
I think it's going to be like Indiana Jones, where they do really good, and then just done. Like, there's no reason to make this movie, but they did it anyway.
Well, that is true after the first one.
So, I know. I would say Indiana Jones was okay for the first
couple. I mean as far as Pirates. Indiana Jones, First one was great. The second one was, I still like it, but it had its problems, like lots of problems. And the third one, I'd say great again.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Then the fourth one.
I try not to think of it that ever.
Yeah.
There's only three Indiana Jones movies. Deal with it.
I know.
Well, there's going to be five soon.
No, there's only going to be four. There's only going to be four.
So the crystal skull just goes away.
I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds like I don't know. Just shouldn't happen.
I had a nightmare.
I know it sounds like it, but it did.
Like sometimes I wake in.
Like Highlander 2. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Wake up in sweats thinking there's an Indiana Jones with Shia LaBeouf. And then I realize it never happened.
There you go. See?
Just didn't
there's
happen.
There's aliens. Those are the two.
So the problem
it's either Carrie Fisher or that haunting me.
The problem isn't Michael Bay for you. It's Shia LaBeouf.
In that movie.
Yeah.
Well, you should move on to our sponsor, and we'll get some more for the second half. Our sponsor is AMC Pine Ridge 11, located 4355 Yellowstone Avenue, and they have a Stubbs program where they give free upgrades to their drinks or popcorn, and or popcorn, depending on which program you're on. You don't have to pay any of the online fees, and you get free popcorn and a soda if you're on the Premier program on your birthday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Does it say like a medium or large, or you just get whatever you order?
For what?
For the free for your birthday.
Large.
Large?
And if you're on the insider,
large popcorn,
the
large
free,
soda?
Yeah, if you're on the free insiders program, you get just a free large popcorn. If you're on the premier program, you get a large popcorn and a large soda.
So the large, is that the like family size bucket that could feed like the entire theater for one?
Okay, no. The bucket is being removed. It is, but it is a very large.
No, not the plastic bucket. I'm talking about the paper bucket.
Oh, yes. It is that.
That's the large? Okay.
Yes. It is the large paper bucket.
I wasn't sure if that was like an extra large, and the large was just like the dinky paper bag.
No, that's the small.
The small is a shot glass.
Actually, that's the extra small. No.
The small is a shot glass. The large is a room-sized bucket of popcorn.
Exactly. And then you save up your points, and you get more free stuff. It's totally awesome.
And you can order on, what's the other website? The one?
Fandango.
Fandango.
Yeah, that's part of the online. So you can order through AMC to get your tickets, or you can order on Fandango and get your tickets.
I like Fandango's website better, I think.
There is. I don't know, whichever one you use. I'll admit, I like Fandango's because they use your AMC points, so you're still gaining points on Fandango, and you end up getting any of the deals that Fandango is doing, because they usually give away like free music, comic books.
So you get free tickets on Fandango tickets,
correct.
On Fandango for anything or just AMC?
For AMC.
Okay, so you couldn't order like, you know, tickets to a play or something on there and get it free.
Only if AMC's showing it.
Okay.
AMC does show some of that stuff, but just not in the Pocatello or Chillicothe area.
Well, yeah.
But
Bill,
yeah,
did
maybe
you used to call the number where you had to like look up the show times and then you'd be like
movie phone?
Batman, and they're like, did you say Pirates of the Caribbean? No. And then it's like, welcome back. Please say the title.
Wasn't that the old movie phone?
Yeah. Or Fandango. You see they're like 1-800-Fandango.
Wow.
And they're like, where do you live? You're like, Pocatello. Did you say San Francisco?
Exactly. Those days.
I can't believe anybody in Pocatello would ever use that.
No, actually, we did a lot.
Like, live people I talk to can't figure out how to say Pocatello. They either think it's Spanish and they pronounce the L's as a Y. I've heard that one. Pocatello.
Pocatello.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. Or
I've heard Pocatello.
Yeah, I've heard Pocatello is another one that I hear a lot.
I've heard Pocatello.
I never heard that one.
That's from somebody down in Salt Lake. A radio DJ. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you start getting surrounding area, they start, you know, of the...
Yeah,
people
but
know how to pronounce the word. As you start, I think as you start getting, like, past halfway Utah, halfway through Montana, and a little
like
more west coast.
Halfway to Salt Lake.
Oh, no. Salt Lake, there's plenty of people. It's when you start getting, you know, like, halfway into Utah.
Oh.
When people start going, you just say Idaho. Like, honestly, whenever I'm outside any far, it's like, I'm from Idaho.
It's
great.
Like the 400-mile radius.
Something like that. Maybe five. I could go five.
Like, people in Boise don't know what Pocatello is.
I know. And they're like, what?
What do you mean I drove through a city on the way here on the interstate?
Sorry, for those who don't live in Idaho, Boise.
Oh.
That's right.
I mean, the S sounds like a Z.
I always get crap for that because I'm always going, oh, I got to go to Boise this weekend. Everybody's like, it's Boise. I'm like, no, it's Boise. It's French.
Boise. That's right. Boise.
All right. So I want to talk to Jordan.
Hello.
About a game you have been playing on the PS4.
I have.
Injustice 2.
All right, Joe, we can go take a break now.
It's good to see you.
I have been playing on my phone Injustice 2.
Do you like it?
I'm thinking about uninstalling it. I spend more time. The game's fun. The game is tons of fun.
What kind of game is it?
It's a fighter.
Fighter, like okay.
Side fighter.
Mortal Kombat. It's Mortal Kombat with DC characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and no all the fatality. Blood.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No fatality.
I haven't ripped anybody's skull out, but
I want
Wonder Woman has definitely put her shield into somebody's chest and her sword into somebody's stomach, and that's a great finishing move.
They're dowdy characters, though.
Would have been better if she went for the crotch.
Yeah.
The finisher move, you know?
But the only thing I really, really just like about the app is I spend more time on load screens than I do actually playing the game.
That's unfortunate.
Like, a ridiculous amount of time on load screens.
Guess what? On PlayStation 4?
Yeah.
No load screens.
Ooh, I might have to get on my Xbox.
That's probably because your phone doesn't have the RAM that the Xbox and PlayStation do.
Well, there's that, but also our phones are still pretty good. Like, I think they just put so much into it. Because I have games that have been just as intensive and had loading screens that are just moments. Like, this game, I don't know how what they did when they wrote it or anything, but it is like that. Or what they're trying to upload or whatever, or what they're not saving. I don't know. It's like there is massive amount of loading that I could pick a different game, another fighter game, and not have that issue.
It could be depending on the level that they write it for, the level of Android. Because when you go into the Android, when you go to write a program for Android, I can't remember what it's called now, the toolbox.
Yeah.
It asks, what level do you want to write this for? Android, like 4.1, 4.2, or 6.0, whatever. You know, if you write it for the newest version of Android, the new phones, it could have a lot in it. And it could have a lot of memory that it's using.
Yeah, no, it's not even, because that way I would feel like that would make the gameplay also kind of laggy. The gameplay itself is not laggy at all. It's literally turning the game on. It's literally going like, go to the fight screen. And I'll set the phone down and like 3 minutes later be able to play. Like, I will do stuff. This is like, this is like old day of internet loading. I will set my phone down and go make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and come back.
56K downloads, yes.
And so, like,
that, it sounds like a RAM problem. It doesn't sound like a processing problem.
But no, I think they just wrote it too heavy. There's plenty of stuff they should have cleaned up. This game is still too new. And they should have cleaned it up more because I can pick any other first-person game that looks just as good, that works just for a gameplay just as awesome, that loads faster.
How far into the game are you?
Okay, so the story mode, let me load it up. We'll come back in 5 minutes to my game.
What chapter?
Back in an hour.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, is that they do have story mode, but they're obviously like trying to keep people in on the app. Like, where yours is, the story mode is the main thing. Go and just run. This one, I've got 4 games in, and that's the end until they open up more. They are opening up little sections right now. Mostly I've been playing the online or the challenging map with other players, so I can play battle against others. And then just a general made evolution. Like, I can pick any characters. I don't have to, I'm not fighting with Batman or fighting Batman to go fight Superman. And I feel, okay, where it doesn't Injustice 2 on the PlayStation start straight off with Batman caught Superman.
Yep.
Okay, this one seems, because I read the comics, I didn't play the first one. This one seems very origin story. Like, they're going like, well, this is definitely 2, but being on the cell phone, we're going to, like, I started off, the very first one is, Shattered Alliance Godfall. Basically, I fought Cyborg in the first one. Then I...
With which character?
Batman. Like, okay, it's basically, it's just been Batman the entire time. They only have they haven't started chapter 2 yet.
Okay, so...
So I'm only through chapter 1. So I've also, my last person I fought was Damien with Robin.
Yeah, okay. So it seems to align pretty much with the PS4 game because, yeah, you start, chapter one is Batman. And
but you, isn't it like, because I fight Superman. Like, they're, yep. It's in the prison.
Yeah, yeah. So that aligns with it because.
Oh, see, I thought they did that all in the first game.
I don't actually remember a lot of the first game. Okay. I just remember it starts out with Superman going crazy and everything. And
okay.
Then you have various other, like, as they go between the two dimensions. But, yeah. And so I was actually trying to remember the first one while playing the second one. But, yeah. So I'm on chapter 3 now because chapter 2, spoiler alert, as Harley Quinn.
Actually, okay, that's one of the other things. So I started the game off. They give you some characters right off the bat to work with. And so Harley is the one who is introduced and everything. She explains the game. She does how it goes. You have Batman and Harley straight off the bat. They just hand you those two. And they're like, all right, go fight. You're going to go do campaign mode.
Mm-hmm.
And the campaign mode is where I go through and I take my characters and I fight characters and then I gain points and all this stuff so I can level my stuff.
Hmm, that's interesting.
And I kind of enjoy it. It's kind of like story mode, but no, it, you know, it, imagine story mode without the story. I'm still fighting. I have multi-level fights up to the main character, which has their stuff. So, yeah, I fight five people or five rounds and then I can fight the main character to get my epic stuff.
Yeah, well, but long story short, I enjoyed the game. It's pretty fun, but it is basically Injustice redo. I guess larger environments, prettier and everything, and a more extensive move list, I imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's, I kind of regret buying it straight up. I should have rented it.
See, I was thinking about, so, okay, did you get like the bottom end $60 one, or did you go for like one of the higher?
No, oh, the bottom end.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I was looking at the Xbox store and I saw the Epic $100 one. And I'm like, is it worth it? You know, because can't you unlock all those characters anyways?
Well, it seems like pretty much everyone's unlocked. I'm not sure who additionally you can unlock because I don't get DLCs or any of that stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, they're trying to say, do you want a season's pass? And I said, no.
Maybe that's what the $100 one comes with. But I also saw there was like an $80 one too. And I was like, well,
nope,
why do I have a, I have like the regular game, we'll give you some of the season pass, but the ones you really want is $20 extra. And then the Epic one.
Yeah. No way. Actually it is my backup plan, it is my plan B because I went there with the ambition of getting a Nintendo Switch and my Zelda, which I've had my heart set on for so long. And yeah, the only, around here, it seems like the only way to get a Nintendo Switch is ordering it on Amazon for an additional $100.
Whoa. Because there's to get that, you're buying it, not buying it through Nintendo anymore, you're buying it through somebody who tends to be selling it.
Yep. And so, I contacted GameStop and they're like, the earliest we can get you a Nintendo Switch is shipping June 5th, and then it takes 5 to 10 business days.
That's not terrible, actually.
It's kind of terrible because they also force you to do the package thing, where fortunately, it's like, we'll include Zelda with it, but unfortunately, it's memorabilia and stuff like that, and I don't know, I'm not a collector. I lose everything, so.
So can you do, like, extra, you know, battle other people online or campaigns or?
I'm sure you can. Don't do that.
Can you do campaigns that are not story-related? Okay. Who was your favorite character you liked to play in those?
I haven't tried them.
Oh.
I've just done the story straight up.
I ended up unlocking Deadshot. Like, does yours have, like, multi-star level characters?
Possibly. Okay. I've just played the story.
Okay. Mine had multi-star up to, like, 5-star. And I ended up getting, like, a 3-star Deadshot, which I've been just pumping, like, all the coins into that I've been getting and all the upgrades. So, like, at every moment I can upgrade him. You know, as I fight with him, he gets better. I can pump more stuff into him to make him stronger. Yeah, he's like way overpowered.
So you're busy pumping Deadshot with stuff?
Yes.
Just pumping him good?
Just pumping him full of steroids.
Does he have to shoot it up like a normal person that size?
Well, he does have some, you know, lots and lots of guns.
He shoots pretty
He likes the gun show.
That meant the steroids.
I know. I knew where you were going. I decided to take it somewhere else.
Jerk.
But you're saying you would rather have rented it then.
Yeah, it's more of a rental game, but then I'm not a hardcore Injustice fan. It's just something like, oh man, I'm so disappointed and sad that Zelda is beyond my grasp right now. So then it was like the disappointing bar night where the one you really want is like, never mind. And so you're just like,
yeah, go home with a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just go. So yeah, I don't know. I might get it. So, okay. Oh, I have another question. Do they get into any of the magic users?
I don't know.
Okay. And is the intro story or intro when you turn on the game, it explains stuff. I'm wondering the same.
It opened up. Are you talking about tutorials?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, not the tutorial. Like, you start the game and it starts playing a video.
Yeah, with Kara.
Okay, she's in it. Does it start off with like Superman all chained up and like, you know, hero, vigilante, and it shows Batman and all this?
It starts out first. It's in Krypton and it has Kara and her drama and everything like that. Then it goes to like Bruce Wayne saying, Superman, he went crazy. Yeah. He's a noble guy, but it's unacceptable to kill a crazy person like the Joker and then do his Minority Report pre-crime sort of judgment. Mm-hmm. And then is like, I don't know. Actually, I guess this is already a forgettable game because I don't remember much of what intervened between then and Harley's chapter 2.
Oh, okay. So at the very beginning, that's what I was talking about. It has this, you know, video it plays every time I start. That's the other thing. I'm also kind of like wishing I could just instant skip this because I've seen it so many times. I watched it. I accidentally skipped it once and I was like, oh no, I wanted to watch that. Then I watched it and then I was like, yes. And now I never want to watch it again. But yeah, they do that, some of that where they, you know, it shows Superman chained up. It shows Batman. And it shows, you know, it's like it shows Kara and, you know, dealing with her stuff. It shows Bruce talking about that. And there's a voice talking in the background explaining about this and their evolution and defining justice and everything.
Yeah, I don't remember that. And so that means it's probably not there because
you have to unlock it.
Okay.
Maybe. But I'm excited because it was Brainiac.
Yeah, Brainiac's in the game.
Yes, it makes me excited. I also need to go back and read the comics some more.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess while you're talking about that, it's truly hit me hard because I was convinced I was getting Zelda.
Yeah.
I came home with Injustice 2, which is
I would have been happy.
It's fun.
I already have my Zelda. You can play Zelda if you want. We'll just head upstairs after we're done.
No, it has to be mine.
Oh.
What was that game we were playing last week?
Of course, you
something
had
something love.
Well, it was like, yeah, it was even one that lovers in a lost or in a dangerous space time.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. It was a free Xbox game if you had Xbox Gold like a couple months ago. If you didn't get it, then you can still get it on Xbox for like $10. It's like a super cheap game. But it is one of those games that it really works to be a larger group of friends to play.
Up to
four, which is nice.
It is the most ridiculous, most fun group game I've ever played.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it was just me, there's no way I would ever play that game.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah, I just played with two people, and we got so far, and it became a problem. With the four of us playing, it was so much easier and so much fun.
Yeah, I just... It was fun with the four of us, mm-hmm. but if it had been any less, I don't think...
I know, well, and because with one player, because everyone has their thing. You know, you have somebody who shoots, somebody who drives, somebody who works the shields, because the shields don't protect the ship all the time. You have to move them around. Somebody who works, so you have shoot, drive, shield protection, ultimate weapon. The weapons also, the ultimate weapon just kind of rotates around the ship. The mini weapons, there's one at the top, at the bottom, and the sides, depending on the first ship you started with, so which means everyone has to choose which one they're standing on. And so you're dealing with that. If you are a single player, yes, all you can do is drive away from everything and hope you don't die. Or set up your guns and just like, run across the ship. Because you're a little character on the ship. You run across the ship, click the button, run back across the ship, click a different button, run down the ladder, run away.
But I don't even think it'd be fun, like, if it was a person and, like, three computer characters.
I don't think you had that option.
No, I know, but if it had that option, I don't think it'd be fun. Yeah. It's only fun because we were all joking around with each other and stuff like that.
And telling everyone what to do. And
yeah, exactly. Bill's going, over front, and it's like, which way is front? Yeah. It's a circle.
I know, I started going, like, left of screen, right of screen. And so with four players, it's a lot more fun. There's another one that I got last month. It was a Tomb Raider game. It kind of has that Diablo-style top-down view that you have to work together to move through the tombs or the dungeons, depending on your point of view, together. So, like, one person has to hold the button while the other three players, or however many players you have, run across safely, and then they have to hold a button on their side so the fourth player can come across.
Got it.
You know, stuff like that. Or you, while your three friends are running across and you're holding the button, you step away from it for a moment and watch them die to their fate. And like, well, that was a fun game, guys. Yeah.
That game's kind of boring. Let go of the button.
Yeah. So either you end up helping everyone complete it together, or you're the one who everyone makes sure you die.
I have a feeling that would be you, Bill.
Why?
Why? Because you like to watch the world burn. Every time we play any game, you're always the one to screw with everybody else.
I only do that with Pit.
No, you do that with every game.
With Pit.
You did that with the army one. When Tanya and I were over here playing, you made a back alley deal with Shayla after she made a deal with Tanya.
No, before.
Was it before?
That deal was totally set up.
Oh. What's the name of that game? I can't think of it now.
I don't know. Probably Settlers of Catan.
No.
Or
it's the one where you have, like, areas, countries, and you have to invade.
Risk?
Risk, yeah.
We had the, which version? Game of Thrones edition.
Yeah. Yeah, but you, like, made some back alley deal that you didn't tell anybody about, and then Shayla made a deal with Tanya, they started attacking me, and then Shayla and you destroyed Tanya after I was dead. And then you guys called a truce, cheaters.
Yep. you have to make the deals quietly or ultimately, because there was one where I did make a deal with somebody straight up official, and it was one on one. We both battled it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to play this game a little bit. Some more. There's a lot of games. I actually like the multiplayer compilation games. They're lots of fun. But we are getting long on time. I wanted to, before we get into famous last words, I want to go for that you can give us a phone call anytime at 801-896-GEEK. You can give us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching Geeks Are Wired.
If you're way too lazy, you can always come out to the Comic-Con here.
The Snake River Comic-Con.
Yeah, Snake River Comic-Con and see us too.
Yeah, and Snake River Comic-Con is going on from September 29th to October 1st. The tickets are on sale, so go check it out at snakerivercomiccon.com.
Most of us will be there live, in person.
Yeah, people can debate. Yeah.
Some of us might be handcuffed on stage so they're there, but they will be there.
No, they won't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We
won't
Jordan's
be there.
Direction. let's see. Oh, you also our Instagram page is actually quite popular. I post on that fairly regularly, and that's just Geeks Are Wired.
Did you set up anything on Reddit, Bill?
I do have a Reddit page. It is not nearly as common, but I'll give you a guess on what the words are for the subreddit name.
Geeks are weird.
No.
Darn it.
No. But Geeks Are Wired works great.
Ah, I was so close.
I know those words literally have a swap in letters. No, we're the cool one.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So, yes, with that, we'll do famous last words, Jordan.
Yeah, watch. I actually don't know. Watch anything, I guess. I mean, watch what you like. If it gives you enjoyment.
Or watch what you don't, you know.
Yeah.
Just watch something. You can watch the stars. Right now it's night. I don't know if you're listening to this at night, but maybe
That can be day.
Yeah.
I like to listen to podcast music while I mow the lawn in the snow or shovel the snow, especially lately. Shoveling snow is awesome.
Just don't watch the sun.
Directly. Just directly. No, here in a couple of months, it'll be really cool to watch the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe with sunglasses, but even then, just.
No, even then, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
No.
Or do it and report to us about the experience. Like if
your burned retinas.
Tell us what it's like to be blind after you do
that. Yeah.
That's right. Was it temporary? How long did it take you to recover? Was it permanent? How's that experience? Those are my famous last words. Huh.
Turn. You always have the crowded tombstone.
I feel like everybody's famous last words should just be,
Now here's the go. Hopefully, the first female-led superhero movie can break the DC curse.
And direct it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Wasn't the first female-led Tomb Raider?
She's not a superhero.
It was DC, but...
Well, she's not a superhero.
Kind of.
Okay, it has been actually quite some time since there has been a female, you know, led superhero-style movie.
And this new generation,
and the last one was
Elektra. Yeah, that's true.
Or was...
About Catwoman.
No.
Was it Catwoman or...
I thought Elektra was newer than that. And also Catwoman, no.
There was also the one...
These are really long last words.
Yeah, I know. The vampire. Yeah. Okay, so here's my last words.
Mine are SnakeRiverComicCon.com.